damage. Song 3, Abdul the Bulbul Amir. The sons of the Prophet are hardy and bold and quite unaccustomed to fear. But the bravest of all was a man, I am told, named Abdul the Bulbul Amir. When they needed a man to encourage the van or to harass a foe from the rear, storm fort or redoubt, they had only to shout for Abdul the Bulbul Amir. The son of the desert in battle aroused could split 20 men on his spear. A terrible creature, sober or soused, was Abdul the Bulbul Amir. Now the heroes were plenty and well known to fame who fought in the ranks of the Tsar, but the bravest of these was a man by the name of Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. He could imitate Irving, play poker and pool, and strum on the Spanish guitar. In fact, quite the cream of the Muscovite team was Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. The ladies all loved him, his rivals were few. He could drink them all under the bar. As gallant or tank, there was no one to rank with Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. One day this bold Russian had shouldered his gun and donned his most truculent sneer. Downtown he did go where he trod on the toe of Abdul the Bulbul Amir. Young man, said Bulbul, has your life grown so dull that you're anxious to end your career? Vile infidel, know you have trod on the toe of Abdul the Bulbul Amir. So take your last look at sunshine and brook and send your regrets to the Tsar, by which I imply you are going to die, Mr. Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. Said Ivan, my friend, your remarks in the end will avail you but little, I fear, for you ne'er will survive to repeat them alive, Mr. Abdul the Bulbul Amir. Then that bold Mameluke drew his trusty skibook with a cry of Allah Akbar, and with murderous intent he ferociously went for Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. They parried and thrust, they sidestrapped and cussed. Of blood they spilled a great part. The philologist blokes who seldom crack jokes say that hash was first made on that spot. They fought all that night 'neath the pale yellow moon. The dinner was heard from afar, and huge multitudes came. So great was the fame of Abdul and Ivan Skivar. The Sultan drove by in his red-breasted fly, expecting the victor to cheer. But he only drew nigh just to hear the last sigh of Abdul the Bulbul Amir. Tsar Petrovich, too, in his spectacles blue, rode up in his new crested car. He arrived just in time to exchange a last line with Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. The As a tomb rises up where the blue Danube rolls, engraved there in characters clear, our stranger when passing, oh, pray for the soul of Ivan Skavinsky Skivar. Muscovite maiden her lone vigil keeps neath the light of the pale polar star, and the name that she murmurs so oft as she weeps is Ivan Skavinsky Skivar.